It's Thursday, May 27th, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Let's look at that new market data. The FCC comes out in a bold statement, and federal employees are going remote permanently. This is the Business of Tech. The PC market should see double-digit growth this year, despite the chip shortages. IDC thinks it should have a growth level of 18.1% in 2021. It's short, however. The prediction for 2022 will drop slightly by around 2.9%. How about cloud? IDC says that Microsoft and Amazon Web Services are now tied on public cloud services with 12.8% revenue share each. The worldwide market grew 24.1% year over year in 2020, and within that, infrastructure as a service grew 33.9% year over year. SaaS applications were 18.6%, and SaaS system infrastructure 22.4%. Gartner reports that M&A will hit a record high this year in tech. While it hit its lowest level in 2 years in the second quarter of 2020, it rebounded, and by fourth quarter was at 2018 levels. And the analyst expects to see more. And Barracuda MSP has put out a study of the MSP landscape. Security is top of mind in providers and customers' concerns. Link in the show notes. That said, Trend Micro's data pairs with that. 70% of IT security and SOC decision makers say their personal lives are being emotionally impacted by their work managing threat alerts. So why do we care? PCs are still in demand, but it won't be forever. Cloud, however, is. I've been high on Microsoft, seems I'm not alone, as they've certainly been growing faster. This isn't a winner-take-all market, as there's clearly room for multiple players. Security is all about risk management. I have an editorial scheduled for the weekend to go deeper, but today's item is that connection between the concerns and mental health. This isn't easy. While it's a need, no, it comes with cost too, and that has to be built in to service delivery. Big tech should help pay to close the broadband gap, FCC Commissioner Brendan Carr said in a commentary piece for Newsweek. Quoting that piece, big tech has been enjoying a free ride on our internet infrastructure while skipping out on the billions of dollars in costs needed to maintain and build that network. Ordinary Americans, not big tech, have been footing the bill for those costs. Speaking of the broadband benefit, Jessica Rosenworcel, acting chairwoman at the FCC, recently revealed that more than 1 million households have enrolled in the emergency broadband program. Now, why do we care? I was intrigued to see the FCC come out focused on the use of infrastructure. There's a big thought. What if it was paid for by the technology companies? I'm not advocating that particular solution. My point all along has been rethinking the way we approach broadband. What we're doing now isn't working. Is it a utility? Should it be financed by big tech? Or is the answer just yes? In a sign that things really have changed, the Washington Post has an examination of the change for federal workers over work from home. The Biden administration is working on changes to the telework policies for federal agencies, expected to be a hybrid option of in-person and at-home options. This is expected to be announced in June. Individual agencies will be able to determine their own needs, though the endorsement of a work-from-home culture is at the core of this. Per a survey of federal workers, the share of telework every day was 3% before the pandemic and 59% at its peak last year. The hope is to be able to recruit more widely around the country, as well as bring in younger talent. Challenges will include the federal real estate footprint and pay discrepancies across regions. Now, why do we care? As a longtime Washington region resident, I can tell those of you that aren't from this area what a big cultural change this is. The challenges of a dispersed workforce for the Fed are similar to what private businesses face, but so are the upsides. It could also be a pretty clear indication that if an organization considered as traditional as the federal government is adapting, then the bar has raised for competition on work. A federal job is often a good one. Career track, solid employment, great benefits, and now, could be available anywhere in the country, not just in the DC metro area. You do battle daily against cyber hostilities such as ransomware attacks and data breaches. Fight smarter. Call in the cavalry. Gatekeeper from Calyptic Security is here. Reduce stress and implement proper safeguards, as advised by the FBI, NSA, and DHS, with Calyptic's purpose-built solution for small businesses. Zero Trust Access secures RDP and SSH connections with two-factor authentication. There's no need for open ports to the internet, client installs, or VPN. Plus, you'll enjoy audit-friendly access across all types of devices. Learn more at calyptics.com/gatekeeper and link in the show notes. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. We are almost to the long weekend, one more day. Then we'll have some additional bonus content this weekend. Talk to you tomorrow.